We're starting in the Granite State of New Hampshire this Tuesday because this is the day when its voters help choose the candidates who will appear on the ballot in November's U.S. presidential election. New Hampshire holds the second contest in the presidential nomination process. It's a primary, meaning people pick their top candidate with a vote. The first nomination contest was in Iowa, and it was a series of caucuses, meetings where voters grouped up according to their favorite candidates. While incumbent President Donald Trump got more than 97% of the Republican vote over his two challengers, results for the 11 Democrats competing there were less certain. Last Monday, on the night of the Iowa caucuses, there were inconsistencies, mistakes, and problems with the application and the phone line being used to report results. Yesterday, the Iowa Democratic Party said Pete Buttigieg, a former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, held a 0.1% lead in the delegate count over U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, who's from Vermont. But both of their campaigns asked for a re-canvassing, a recalculation of some results. Whatever happens in Iowa, the results of today's primaries in New Hampshire will give the winners momentum going into the next contests in the weeks ahead. And you can expect to see some of those who don't win reassess their campaigns and consider leaving the race.